Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams, your host and personal finance author, speaker, and consumer advocate who's been producing this show since 2008. I've got a great show for you today. We have Valentine's Day coming up, but even if you're not into Valentine's Day, this show is going to help you understand what to do with your valuables and any expensive gifts that you might be giving or receiving, no matter what the holiday is. So stick with me if you're interested in learning how to protect your valuables. Whether you're giving your sweetheart a gorgeous diamond engagement ring for Valentine's Day, or you're the one who gets to wear the bling, you can't forget about protecting it with insurance. And I know that looping in your insurance agent may not seem very romantic. It may not seem like, you know, a necessary part of this whole process, but I'm going to tell you, it can really prevent a lot of heartaches if that expensive piece of jewelry gets damaged, lost, or stolen. And this really applies to anything expensive. It doesn't have to be an engagement ring. It could be, you know, a watch. It could be an expensive piece of artwork, anything that you're giving with significant value. And in the show, we'll also talk about how to protect valuables that you already have. It doesn't have to be about something new that you're giving or receiving. You'll find the notes for the show and the complete archive of podcasts over in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 625, How to Insure Jewelry and Expensive Valentine's Day Gifts. All right, so here's the detail on 7 tips that we'll cover for insuring your most beloved belongings. Number 1, get insured before you buy it. This might seem counterintuitive, but anytime you're thinking about making a big purchase, such as expensive jewelry, watches, electronics, even vehicles or homes, you got to make sure that you have a plan to insure it. Think about how devastated you'd be if you bought a diamond pair of earrings for your sweetheart and then they got lost or stolen. I mean, I am sweating just thinking about it. Before you buy something valuable, be sure to communicate with your existing home or renter's insurance company. Find out if you need additional coverage, because it's likely that you do. In just a moment, I'll give you some recommendations if you don't already have a homeowner's or a renter's insurance policy. But if you do already have one of those policies, it's likely that you have a little bit of coverage, but not enough. So we'll talk more about that. Bottom line, you need to let your insurer know what you're planning to buy and how much it costs. And maybe you're still negotiating on price, or you're buying a secondhand item with an unknown value. You just have to start with the best estimate that you have. All right, so the first tip is you got to get insurance before you buy and walk out of the store with something valuable in your pocket. Tip number 2, get a certified appraisal. If the value of your Valentine's Day jewelry is over a certain amount, your insurer will ask you to submit an appraisal. Now, the appraisal is going to need to come from a gemologist. It needs to be certified because that is somebody who uses a variety of specialized tools and their expertise to identify and value gems. It's not something that just anybody can do. An appraisal includes photos of your item and an estimated value. Your insurer needs that certified appraisal to know precisely what they're insuring. The document also protects you in case you need to make a claim. You want to have full documentation of, you know, what that missing or stolen item is. The retailer who sells you a new piece of jewelry may provide you with an appraisal. However, an insurer may want an independent appraisal to verify the value. They may be concerned that the retailer is escalating the value. If you purchase heirloom or estate jewelry, it may not come with an appraisal. And even if it does, if it's old, an insurer may want a more updated one. Typically, you want an appraisal that's no more than 3 years old. You can find an appraiser by getting recommendations or doing some research online. The cost varies depending on how intricate the item is and how long the work may take. For instance, an antique ring with many stones and old-fashioned gem cuts It's going to take longer to analyze than a brand new diamond solitaire. And I recently had several of my rings and necklaces appraised. And so I went through this whole process because I wanted to make sure I had updated appraisals. And the pieces that had the more gems in them cost the most. For a relatively simple piece, the appraisal may cost in the range of $150 to $250. But the heirloom pieces that I had, one of them I think was a little over $500 to appraise. It's going to depend on the complexity of the item. And it could take a gemologist several weeks to complete your appraisal. They need to have the item in their possession the entire time. So don't wait until the last minute to find out what's required to get a Valentine's Day gift insured. And if you haven't already made plans for an appraisal, I would say just do it, as soon as you can. Also note that you can't insure the sentimental value of any item. While your great-grandmother's wedding ring or a necklace from your Valentine might be priceless to you, insurers will only pay you the appraised or actual value. Tip number 3, don't assume you already have coverage. If you assume that you've already got coverage for a lavish Valentine's Day gift simply because you've got homeowner's insurance, that's going to be a big mistake. The amount of insurance on your home is different than the amount of coverage for your personal belongings. Most standard home and renter's policies do include coverage for personal items, so your jewelry, furniture, artwork, but many categories of belongings come with coverage limits or caps. And many people don't know this. They're not aware that things like jewelry, watches, and furs typically have a pretty low insurance cap. It could be $1,000 or $2,000. If you're a big spender, that could be a fraction of the cost of your gift. So, for example, if you buy an engagement ring that's worth $4,000 and your homeowner's or your renter's policy only covers $1,000, you're going to come up $3,000 short of replacing it. Plus, that cap applies to an entire claim, not per item. So if you have multiple pieces of jewelry stolen, you would only receive up to the policy limit. So even if you had $20,000, $30,000 worth of jewelry, furs, watches stolen, you'd only get $1,000. So that's not going to be enough. Other types of personal belongings that also come with insurance cap include silverware, computers, firearms, musical instruments, collectibles, and antiques. Stay with me. I'm going to tell you how to make sure those expensive items are adequately covered. So that's tip number 4, get an insurance rider. If your existing homeowner's or renter's insurance doesn't have a jewelry limit that's high enough to cover your posh purchase for Valentine's Day, one solution is to schedule it. So scheduling it is an insurance jargon that simply means that you add more detail to your existing insurance policy about an item or multiple items. You're going to also hear this called a rider, a floater, or even an endorsement to your policy. They pretty much all mean the same thing. But one benefit of scheduling an item or having a rider for something like jewelry is that you're covered for all types of losses. For instance, let's say you accidentally lose a wedding ring while you're swimming in the Caribbean Ocean on your honeymoon. You would be covered up to your limit. That's not the case when your valuables are covered by a standard home or renter's policy. So if you're just counting on, let's say, that $1,000 cap and you don't have a schedule on that piece of jewelry, you typically only have coverage for specific events, such as loss from a fire or theft. So when that ring comes off in the ocean, you would not have coverage for it. Also, forget that you must pay a deductible when you make a claim. So let's say you've got a $500 deductible on your homeowner's or your renter's policy, and you've got a jewelry cap of $1,000. That means that you've got to pay $500 out of pocket. So the most that you'd actually receive from a claim would be $500. But here's the good news. When you have a scheduled item, it does not require you to pay a deductible. That's a big deal. So that means you would not have to pay any amount out of pocket to replace a Valentine's Day gift that gets lost or disappears mysteriously. Yes, having a rider or a schedule on your policy increases your premium, but it's usually worth it. The cost might just be $5 up to $15 per $1,000 of insured value. So an engagement ring that's worth $6,000 could mean paying an additional $30, maybe up to $90 per year on your homeowner's or your renter's insurance premium. I think that's well worth it for the peace of mind that you're going to get. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Tip number five is get a standalone policy. So this is another option for insuring a precious gift, just getting a standalone policy. This is completely separate insurance that's just for the item. It's not an add-on to an existing home or renter's insurance policy. Most insurers offer a valuable articles policy for specific items like jewelry, watches, furs, collectibles, and antiques. Whether you own or rent your home, you will pay less for an insurance rider or for scheduling than you would for a valuable articles insurance policy. So that's what I'm going to recommend that you do. You schedule it instead of getting a standalone policy. The only exception would be if you've got lots of expensive items to insure. In that case, having a standalone policy just for those valuables might be worth it. So you need to shop and compare both options if you do have a collection of valuables. Most homeowners have insurance, right? Because your lender is going to require that. But unfortunately, many renters avoid getting renter's insurance. This is a problem and something that I really want you guys to pay attention to. If you are a renter, do not think that you don't need renter's insurance. A lot of people mistakenly overestimate the cost of renter's insurance. They think it's going to be a really big hassle to get it. It is surprisingly inexpensive. The average price of a renter's policy is just $185 per year, not per month, per year. So if you rent, you need to get renter's insurance first and then schedule an expensive item on that policy. That's going to be the most affordable way. All of the coverages that I've mentioned protect your valuables at home or when they're away from your home. You have what is called off-premises coverage for both home insurance and renter's insurance. It kicks in when an item is, let's say, stolen from your car or it's damaged while you're traveling. A lot of people don't realize that your belongings are actually covered anywhere in the world. Additionally, home and renter's insurance gives you liability coverage worldwide. So that means if you get involved in a lawsuit, you've got coverage. Home and renter's policies also pay what's called additional living expenses. That is the cost of staying in a hotel and buying meals out if you can't live in your home or your apartment while repairs are being made after a covered event, like a natural disaster. So again, your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy gives you really broad protection. I think it's broader than many people realize. The bottom line is that if you rent and you don't have insurance, you are putting your finances at risk. Take a few minutes to shop and compare quotes. There are lots of great places that you can shop. Bankrate.com is one. Policygenius.com is one. But no matter your situation, you can always opt to insure a Valentine's Day gift with a standalone policy. Tip number six, gift recipients are responsible for insurance. Many people are confused about who needs to buy insurance for a gift. Is it the giver or the recipient? Well, it depends on who actually has the item. If you buy a gift to give, you need to have it insured while it's in your possession. You know, it could be stolen, it could be lost, it could be damaged the moment that you walk out of the store with it. So you need to have insurance while you actually physically have that item. But once you give a gift away, that lucky recipient now owns it and they must insure it. If you have a receipt and appraisal, pass that along so the new owner has what they need to get proper insurance. And if you're married or you live together and you've got the same home policy or the same renter's insurance policy, you don't have to take any extra steps once you give a gift to somebody. If you're on the same policy, you're both insured. But if you and your Valentine have different households, the person who wears and enjoys the gift must make sure that it's insured. All right, and our last tip, number seven, keep an up-to-date home inventory. If you have home or renter's insurance, but you don't have a list of all of your personal belongings, it could be a real challenge to claim a loss. Imagine that you come home and your apartment or your home was completely destroyed in a fire. Would you remember every item? I don't think I would. So if you don't have a home inventory, you need to create one and add your Valentine's Day gift to the list. At the least, have pictures or video of your belongings that you store in the cloud. You can simply use your smartphone to take video of each room, going in each closet, each cabinet, each drawer. Really getting photos, clear photos of all of your valuables is important. And ideally, you'll have this in a list where you would list out the kind of categories of items, the total value, any descriptions of more expensive items. So, you know, start with video and then maybe work up to having a detailed list. While losing precious items could be incredibly devastating, the more documentation you have, the easier it will be to provide proof that you owned that item and to make an insurance claim. So if you are giving or you end up receiving a cherished gift this Valentine's Day, congrats. Now, make a priority to protect it. I hope this show has given you some tips for how to safeguard your most prized possessions. Many people overlook these and end up very sorry that they did not have the insurance that they need once something happens. And once something happens, it's too late. And before I let you go, I want to mention that I am still continuing my promotion on my best-selling online class called Get Out of Debt Fast, A Proven Plan to Stay Debt-Free Forever. If you are interested in taking more control of your finances and your debt, I would love for you to join this super affordable class. The whole class is designed to help you come away with a clear debt reduction plan. That plan is going to allow you to eliminate credit cards, student loans, medical debt, mortgages, or any debt that you have, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. If you want to learn more, just send me a text message. Text the phrase debt course. It's DEBTCOURSE with no space to the number 33444. And I'll send you an email that gives Money Girl listeners a special 75% off for a limited time. And you can also learn more at lauradadams.com. Check it out, and I hope to see you in class. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, let us know. Take a second to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. It will only take a minute of your time, and it will mean the world to us. It's a really easy, free way to show your support, and we read every review. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.